It's Northeast Delta Dental Radio with Tom Raffio.
Welcome to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. I'm Tom Raffio for Northeast Delta Dental Radio, and I'm also the head coach of the dental insurance company known as Northeast Delta Dental. Well, it's hard to believe it's already March 25th and 26th, depending on when you're listening to this. And if you're listening to this on the 25th, you should be going down to Manchester and doing the St. Patrick's Day half marathon. And then on Sunday, the 26th, we have the 2-miler St. Patrick's, part of the Millennium Running Series. And the Point Chase Series is sponsored by Delta Dental. I want to put a big shout-out to John Broderick for joining me last week for the program, The Real Cost of Business, the Mental Health and Addiction Crisis. And it's very relevant because this coming Wednesday, March 28th, from 8 to 12:30, we have that conference at Southern New Hampshire University. And if you want to register for that, you can register by going on therealcosttobusiness.eventbrite. And finally, want to put out a big shout out to all my reading friends, a lot of whom were also my running friends who showed up at Gibson's last Wednesday for the book signing for my latest book with co-author Professor Annabelle Burrell on mindfulness. And it's just kind of a fancy term for being single-focused, being present. And I just kind of noticed that everybody's multitasking and so forth, and we really need to be present. And one of the reasons why I like to run and downhill ski is because when you're doing those activities, you know, you're definitely focused, particularly when you're skiing, going down the hill fast. But this weekend, and it's very appropriate because we're heading towards spring, spring is officially here, is the president and general manager of the New Hampshire Fisher Cats, Mike Ramshaw, for his annual visit to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. Mike, thank you for joining me this weekend.
Thank you very much for having me, Tom.
And you're looking well, and you're ready for the, you look refreshed, ready for the season. We were kind of talking off the air like it's continuous, right? Why don't you explain to listening audience how you go through the season, you do, you know, obviously you do a post-mortem and then you have to, of the season, then you're already planning the Granite State baseball dinner, and then the whiteboard and the bowels of the stadium have all of what you're thinking about. So tell us how, what you and management do to make this all happen.
Well, everybody always wonders, oh, what are you doing during the off season? And to your point, it never ends for us. I mean, the last day of the season, we wipe the board clean and come up with new entertaining ideas for our fans. That takes place, you know, you got the selling season underway, start planning for the Granite State baseball dinner. Once you hit January, when you're coming back, you're starting to implement everything that you've been planning during the off season. And before you know it, opening day is here and spring is here. Spring training in February, you know, it's exciting time of the year, but Absolutely. It's busy.
So tell us, I mentioned to someone I was going to be interviewing you, and they said, well, with opening day, opening night being April 13th, and with the temperature still being cold and with a couple, with several nor'easters that we've had, I mean, how do you deal with the field?
So the field was ready about a week and a half ago. We were actually mowing it, and then we had this nor'easter. And what we do is we put down a product, just black sand, really, is what it is, black or green sand. You put that down on the field, and it pulls the heat and melts the snow quick for us. So we applied that. Hopefully by this weekend, we'll be looking at some turf grass on the field. And then fingers crossed that Mother Nature does not decide to visit us again with too much more snow.
So opening night is April 13th. And tell us about the magnet schedule giveaway.
So one thing that's really important to say about this season, this is our actual 15th anniversary season.
Amazing. It just seems like yesterday and it's 15 years.
You are not kidding. It's a commemorative 15th anniversary season magnetic schedule giveaway to the first 2,500 fans, courtesy of AmeriGas and Energy North Propane. Well, also, one thing that's new this year is we're theming our fireworks. And what do I mean by that? I mean, when the fireworks go off, we'll have music videos and sound. For example, the first one will be the Beatles, so it'll be in tune to the Beatles. We have Taylor Swift, Margaritaville, Billy Joel throughout the season. So it's one of the things on Saturday nights we're trying to theme. I know this is a Friday, but trying to theme our fireworks.
That's awesome. Yeah. I can't wait to hear the Beatles fireworks and the Taylor Swift fireworks. So who thought of that? That's awesome.
This is minor league baseball. We borrow. So I saw another team had done it. You know, they actually posted their fireworks on Facebook Live, and it was to Billy Joel. And I said, that's a great idea. Let's do it for next season. So we borrowed it from our friends down in Erie.
So this is the 15th anniversary season, as you mentioned, which is awesome. It just seems like yesterday it was 2004, and it was really relevant to me because also the year that the Red Sox, you know, won their first World Series in over 80 years. So in your sort of progression, you've now been president and general manager for almost 2 years. How have you seen kind of the progression of thing? I think what you said earlier, staying fresh must be a key, but what have been some of your other learnings over the past decade?
It's definitely different from the other side of the hall. You know, being from strictly sales on one side to being the president, you know, I have a whole new appreciation for my predecessor, Rick Brenner. You know, a lot of work that goes into a lot of planning, a lot of vision work, is what you want to do, where you want to take the organization. Couldn't do it without our owner, Art Solomon. You know, he's great. He shares in that vision. You know, it's. I've learned a lot this year. I've learned how to forecast the weather. So if anyone's looking for a weather guy, at least I know what my next career will be. I'll be a weather guy after 2017. So,
too funny. That's awesome. So the website is nhfishercats.com, nhfishercats.com, all one word. So can people start buying tickets?
Yep, tickets are on sale. Individual tickets are on sale now. As you mentioned, you can go to our website, nhfishercats.com, or you can call the box office at 603-641-2005. 24 hours a day online and 9 to 5 during the work week at the box office.
Now, earlier this week, I was at an educational event, and I know that on mid-April, I think April 19th in the morning, you have something called the Manchester Schools Days. Tell us about that.
So what we do is we partner with the city and the local businesses throughout the community, one of those being Northeast Delta Dental, where we have the kids from Manchester Schools that normally wouldn't be able to come out to the ballpark. We bring them out to the ballpark, and it's kind of a hybrid Manchester Schools Day, but also educational day. We have our partners come out and have an educational component that we share and teach the kids on that event when they come out. So it's grown every year. You know, we do the first one for Manchester goes back to school, but then we also have two educational days on top of that.
Awesome. And another event that brings a big smile to my face is the Reading Challenge. You have a few of those. So tell us what the Reading Challenge Day is all about.
So our Reading Challenge, actually our staff now is processing those. The deadline is approaching for the Reading Challenge forms to be returned back to us. So we're at the data entry right now and fulfilling all those orders for all those readers that are out there. But we have them come out, you know, during the off season. One of the things that we did is we went out and did these assemblies, and Fungo would go there with some of our full-time staff, and they would encourage kids to read above the normal curriculum that they have. And we reward them with two tickets to a choice of five games during the 2018 season. So that's in full swing. They're coming in. The kids are reading. We're very excited for that. They'll get recognized. They get a nice form, a little certificate, you know, with their check, not their check, their tickets in the mail. And then we celebrate them when they come out on those days.
Now, the second reason, besides I want children to read more, and sort of when I was chair of the State Board of Ed, that was one of my themes, reading. The other reason why I have a big smile when I see that is that you and Rick had used that as the model for the Oral Health Challenge, which essentially is subscribers, sons and daughters of subscribers who go to participating dentists. If they demonstrate that they brush and floss, in between visits, they can earn tickets to the game. And so we have, I think, three Oral Health Challenges dates this year, correct?
Correct. Yeah, we have the first one is on June 26th. The second one is on July 20th. And the third one is on August 5th. So that first one in June, the 26th, is against the Portland Sea Dogs, the Red Sox affiliate. And July 20th would be against Harrisburg Senators. And then that August 5th date would be a Sunday day game against the Erie Sea Wolves.
So for my participating dentist friends and my participating subscriber friends, basically the way it works is that most of you are Delta Dental subscribers and most of my dentist friends are participating dentists. So you go in, the dentist has the form, you demonstrate that you brush and floss, and you can, and I know Mike was always hastened to add, we're earning tickets to go to the game. And what's really cool about it, it allows us to get the oral health message out, and the children get to go onto the field, and it's quite a nice day. We also have some Northeast Delta Dental sponsored giveaway dates. Why don't you tell us about that?
Absolutely. First one is May 30th. We have our Uncle Sam hat giveaway. Then we have a 15th anniversary season pennant banner. It's a big banner. It's a 3x5 banner collectible. That's on June 7th. And then our Wizard Knight, Fungo bobblehead wizard. He's flying the broomstick and playing, is it Quidditch?
Exactly.
Is that the game?
I think so. And and I've seen that bobblehead, and that's going to be a keeper, I think.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. And then we have the ever-popular, we brought it back again this year, the baseball glove. I don't think we had it last year, so it was a couple years ago that we had it. So we'll probably have a play catch on the field prior to the game with the baseball glove giveaway. And then the team autographed baseball on August 5th. So what we do there is as soon as the team comes in, we have them autograph on a piece of paper. We send that out, and then they make a replica of it and send it out to us. And first 1,000 fans will get a team autograph baseball.
Awesome. Before we go to commercial break, let's talk about the Portland Sea Dogs seem to attract a crowd. And I've seen an evolution. When I first started going to games, I was saying more people were rooting for the future Red Sox. But now it seems like everybody is rooting for the Fisher Cats. They want to see the rising stars of the Red Sox, do well. But it is still, a Fisher Cats crowd. So when do the Sea Dogs come in this year?
So the first time the Sea Dogs come into town is early May. They actually have a Monday through Wednesday 3-game homestand, the 7th through the 9th. Then the Sea Dogs return back on May 29th through the 31st. Then they come back again in June, right when school gets out, the 25th through the 28th, we'll have them. And then we'll close out the season with a 2-game homestand. Haven't had one of those before. 2-game homestand on August 22nd and 23rd with the Portland Sea Dogs.
And you can get those tickets by going on the website, nhfishercats.com. Welcome back to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. Tom Raffio with Mike Ramshaw, who's the president and general manager of the New Hampshire Fisher Cats, excuse me. And, of course, the New Hampshire Fisher Cats are a great partner in New Hampshire. Mike alluded to the owner, Art Solomon, who's been a real visionary and definitely gives back to the community through the New Hampshire Fisher Cats Foundation and many, many other ways. And, of course, the Granite State Baseball Dinner that had before the Fisher Cats emerged in New Hampshire, the New Hampshire baseball dinner sort of had withered away, and it's been rejuvenated, and millions of dollars now have been raised for Dartmouth Hitchcock, as well as the Ted Williams Museum Foundation, the Fisher Cats Foundation, as a result of the Grand State baseball dinner. Mike, let's get right back into the season, and let's start, I think, with what could have been day, Granite State Mountain Men. That sounds interesting. That's right after July 4th, and we'll talk about July 4th after that.
So a lot of teams do the what could have been night. It started probably about 4 or 5 years ago. So when we had the name the team in 2003, the four finalists were Fisher Cats Primaries, Granite State Mountain Men, and I believe it was the Manchester Millers. So what we wanted to do is, for one night, be the Granite State Mountain Men. So we worked with Brandiosa firm out in California and San Diego, working on the logo. We just released the logo this week and the uniform. So we're very excited on July 8th to be the Granite State Mountain Men. One of our alternate hats actually this year is the logo for the Old Man in the Mountain. So it's kind of paying tribute to the Old Man in the Mountain.
You know, I love the idea of sharing best practices and ideas with other minor league teams, and of course that's the same as true in business. I mean, shared best practices, that's awesome.
Right, why reinvent the wheel, right? If it works, just try to make it work.
That's awesome. And and you had the Mountain Men hats actually sold out in a special pre-sale in January.
They did.
Wow.
We ordered some more, so hopefully those will be in soon and we'll be able to start selling some more of them.
Some of my fondest memories with my own kids and as an adult is July 4th. So tell us about the Atlas Fireworks Show on July 4th.
So as usual, it'll be our Mega Blast Fireworks. It'll be the largest Fisher Cats fireworks show in team history. Sooner or later, it's going to catch up on us because you can only add so much and make the shows so big.
And legal.
Right. So we're once again, we love having the 4th of July. There's some teams that aren't crazy about it. But, the New Hampshire fans and the vacationers that come out here really support the team and come out and watch a great baseball game and then a fantastic fireworks show. And we couldn't do it without Atlas Fireworks. They're phenomenal and do a great job for us.
Absolutely. So again, the website is nhfishercats.com to buy tickets. And then this caught my eye, not only Star Wars, but with a human cannonball, and that's July 21st. Tell us about that.
So on July 25th, as you mentioned, it's Star Wars night, David the Bullet Smith will be coming out. You may have seen him on America's Got Talent several years ago. But we literally will be coming, setting up in center field, facing home plate, and he will shoot himself from a cannon towards home plate at the end of the game prior to the fireworks show for our fans. And the thought process behind that is you take a game that's popular and everyone loves Star Wars night, and just add one more layer, give them one more thing to be talking about as they walk out the ballpark. So he's doing several ballparks this year. We saw him in Hartford last year, which kind of gave us the idea of, all right, well, let's see if we can get him to do Hartford and New Hampshire. And that's what we're planning on doing for this year. So we're really excited. It'd be interesting to see.
Awesome. And then every day we have the sumo wrestlers and also the baseball's best MC. So tell us about, you know what every day is all about.
So it started earlier this month when Tyler Zickel came back, who's our on-field MC. We call him Zick. He's known in the office. I've never met somebody with as much energy and excitement and gratitude as that kid. You know, we welcomed him back, changes the atmosphere in the office. He really knows how to keep the fans engaged and have fun and excited throughout the entire season. He's, you know, I knew it last year, not even a month in, we're in our staff meeting, our game day meeting, and he's talking about how he is a mascot. You know, at the end of the game, he's at the top of the stairs thanking everybody for coming out, just like we do as well, but he's doing it as Zick.
That's awesome. Yeah, he's incredible. So tell us about the sumo wrestlers. I have to admit that's my favorite, but I'm hoping no one gets hurt because didn't you have to discontinue it for a while?
We did. Okay. We did.
Now how are you making it
safe? We got
it
figured out. You know, we got nice headgear. We got brand new and improved sumo wrestlers for 2018. So it won't be the same ones that you saw before. These ones have been refreshed. So it'll be very nice to start using those. And we've actually got the right people for it. You need to have the right person to go into the sumos. When they first were brought to the stadium, those were a sign-up contest. Now it's not. It's front office staff that does it and participates in the sumo contest.
Yeah, that seems like a wise idea for legal reasons. But I have to say, it's always been my I don't know. I get a lot of fun out of it. So tell us about Dueling Piano Bar, the headliner's comedy show, and the food truck festival when we move along in the summer.
So some of the things that we have planned for this season, you know, it's how do we take the assets that we have and make them better? So utilizing the renovations last year with the Tiki Bar stage and pavilion, we'll be hosting, having the Dueling Piano come out to the ballpark on June 2nd. So it's the Dueling Pianos that you know, were in the city of Manchester several years ago. Those guys, we partnered up with them. They'll be back. We'll be partnering with Headliners Comedy Show on July 12th. Try different things. And then the food truck festival on the 17th and 18th, we'll actually have the food trucks lined up around the warning track. So they will be there. We'll have beer, food truck samples for everybody to enjoy.
Wow. Well, you were creative with the whiteboard this year. This is awesome. And, of course, I want to put a big shout-out to the New Hampshire Fisher Cats as well for sponsoring New Hampshire Scholars Day on May 31st. The New Hampshire Scholars Program is more and more high schools are doing it. I think we're down to only like two or three high schools who aren't part of the program. Essentially, high school students who take an orchestrated set of AP courses can get a scholars medallion. And there's a lot to that. You can get, and for some colleges and universities, will waive the application fee, and there's certain other benefits associated with New Hampshire Scholars. And we outgrew the State House, and so because of Mike and Art, for the past three or four years, we've been able to use Delta Dental Stadium for the New Hampshire Scholars Day, and that's May 31st. So, Mike, I want to give you a personal thank you for that.
No, thank you.
I mean,
couldn't do it without you.
This is really awesome. So I know this isn't confirmed yet, but I know that we are in the entertainment business, but there are some fanatics, baseball fanatics like me out there, and there is a possibility that we have maybe two exciting prospects will be joining the team this year. So I know it's not confirmed yet, but why don't you tell us about that?
Yeah, we're keeping our fingers crossed. In single A last year, and actually our manager, John Snyder, was their manager. Vladimir Guerrero Jr. Is ranked number third overall by Baseball America. He's had already on fire to start spring training. We also have Bo Bichette, who's ranked number eight by Baseball America. He had the best batting average in the country last year with a .362, and he's the son of Dante Bichette.
Of course, Dante, you know, played for the Red Sox towards the end of his career, and of course, everybody knows Vlad Guerrero Sr. He had kind of like a Dwight Evans right arm for the right fielder, and I'm assuming his son inherited a good throwing arm.
I'm guessing, yeah. And I'd be remiss if I didn't say this, that we're all keeping our fingers crossed that Mr. Tim Tebow makes a visit in Double A, or starts in Double A and makes a visit. Our fingers are crossed. That would be outstanding. I know he's single-handedly responsible, for a 15% increase in the Florida State League. So everybody just loves Tim Tebow, wants to come out and get his autograph or watch him play. It's not a normal thing that you would see. So we'll keep our fingers crossed that when the B-Mets come to town, or the Rumble Ponies, I say B-Mets, the Rumble Ponies come to town, that we get to see Tim Tebow at least one time this season.
And I think what this is pointing out, Mike is pointing out, is that Double-A baseball, you'll see stars that next year you'll see at Fenway Park. So I remember long ago seeing Hanley Ramirez at the Fisher Cats Stadium. I mean, it was, and now, of course, he played down in Florida, and now he's, the designated hitter / first baseman for the Red Sox. And you see these players because in the old days, sometimes it went from Double-A to Triple-A, and it was a process. And in a lot of situations, they're going right from Double-A to right to the Major League Baseball. Right. So many of the players that you're seeing at Northeast Delta Dental Stadium, you're going to see at Major League Parks before you know it. And I also would be remiss if I didn't mention that a lot of the players that received the Gold Crown Award at the baseball dinner, such as Anthony Goes, you now see in Major League Stadium. So it's pretty awesome. And what's really cool about that award is that not only great players, but they've also given back to the community. So is that something that the manager or you and Art get involved with? Because it seems like all of these players, that I've interacted with are very respectful to the fans. I know the few times I'm on the field, they're always, really cool in the dugout, and I know I see them a lot in the community. Is that something that Art instills, minor league baseball, or the manager? How does that work?
I think it's all the above. It's you set the stage when the team comes to town. So they're going to arrive on April 1st. We'll go in, we'll greet them, talk to them, set expectations of, hey, we're here for you. This is what we're going to look for in return. Remind them of why these people are coming out, why our fans are coming to the ballpark. It's not just the entertainment and the baseball, but it's making those memories. And just remember that when a kid, is with his father looking for an autograph, or we need you to go visit somebody at a local hospital, why we're doing that, because people are looking up to you and you're making their day. So that's, it comes from all levels. It's not just us. It's from the major league level. It's endorsed through, minor league baseball obviously wants to do that as well.
And I noticed that particularly a couple years ago, and you probably remember this when we had the fire alarm and we were mulling around with the players for like an hour.
Thank you. We couldn't do it without great partners in the community, as you know. So, we're grateful for it. We look forward to an exciting 2018 season of Ferocious Fun and celebrating each game of our 15th anniversary with everybody.
Perfect. So I'll see you on April 13th. If you want to buy tickets, nhfishercats, all one word, .com. Mike Ramshaw, President, CEO, and General Manager of the Fisher Cats, thank you for joining me this weekend.
Thank you very much, Tom.